Egypt's 4th of July. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Strange how things work. On a day when we celebrate throwing off military rule in favor of democracy, Egypt throws off democracy in favor of military rule, at least temporarily. Egyptians turned on the TV to see a general with lots of ribbons informing them that their president
did not meet the demands of the masses of the people.
I hate to admit it, but way more efficient than our impeachment process. Good evening, my fellow Egyptians. We've kicked out the president and we're replacing your constitution with a roadmap.
This roadmap includes the following: suspending the constitution provisionally. The Chief Justice will have the power to hand down presidential decrees.
Can you imagine if that happened here? The head of the Joint Chiefs suspending the Constitution and putting Chief Justice Roberts in charge? Will we all sit quietly at home or freak out and grab our guns? I'd rather not find out. The lesson appears to be that when you're starting up a new democracy, it's not enough to hold elections. You also need leaders who pay attention to the polls. We don't think much of opinion polls, but they let politicians know what people are thinking between elections. And in Egypt, people were thinking, hey, electricity goes off even more than it used to, the garbage isn't being picked up, inflation is insane, and the president's Muslim Brotherhood pals are repressive and incompetent. Which brings us to the other lesson. That uncompromising Muslim Brotherhood approach certainly helped win the presidency, but it backfired big time when it came to actually running the country. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.